This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inshallah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, hamda shakirin, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-mursaleen. سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Welcome, 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 my dear brothers, my dear sisters, in this blessed day. Alhamdulillah, we have begun the 10 blessed days of Dhul Hijjah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we begin our extended special Hajj session, inshallah, I'm with you for 2 full hours with small breaks in between, inshallah, that we have an opportunity to come together, that we come in connecting with each other, elevating each other, and blooming, inshallah, into better people after our departure. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and your home and your family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you His favor, His forgiveness, and His mercy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists you in whatever trials that you may have faced, that which is yet to come, and to make us and you, all of us, alhamdulillah, from those who have good in this life, good in the next life, and those who are protected from the punishment of hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these 10 blessed days of Dhul Hijjah, make us from those who recognize their significance, pay attention to the importance of worshipping Allah competently within them, and gaining and manifesting in them a reward for ourselves in this dunya and akhirah collectively by shifting ourselves and our families towards righteousness to earn His pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, how joyous it would be if we were honored to be of those who are able to visit the blessed house of Allah in this Hajj season. But alas, subhanallah, for just 60,000 blessed souls, all of them internal from within the Hijaz area, who are given the special permits, who they had to ballot for it. Only they have been called upon for this year, subhanAllah, after thousands and millions were accustomed to going each and every year. It was just 1,000 people last year and 60,000 this year. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the pathway for ourselves, all of us, inshaAllah. May Allah carry those who have not been to Hajj, allowing them to attain the Hajj. And may Allah, who has allowed us the honor to have visited this sacred land, this sacred, in this sacred time, seeking the sacred purpose of the pilgrimage, seeking His bounty, His favor, and His forgiveness for us, that we are returned once again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us duyuful Rahman, the guests of the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah honor Al-Kaaba. May Allah grant it its honor and make it mu'azzama in the estimation and in the hearts of the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintain its sanctity and sacredness in our hearts and into that of our future and children and children's children. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect us to the house of Allah in a meaningful way, a beneficial way, that allows us to honor ourselves, to honor our masajid in our communities, to be from those who are blessed in our fulfillment of the sunnah and the tradition of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I want, inshallah, that the time that we spend together, that it is something that is constructive, and a time that you and I can hold on to each other, connect with each other, elevate one another, and bloom, inshallah, into better people. In this first of 4 sections, inshallah, I'm going to have a short break with you in about 20 minutes. But in this first session, I want to speak about the opportunity that lies in front of us in the blessed days that we find ourselves in. And I wanted to speak to you about Surah Al-Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a surah that is found in the last juz section of the Quran. It is a surah that is often recited in our prayers, led to us in Salatul Maghrib and Isha by the Imams. It's a surah that our children memorize in their young age. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. These particular verses will be the focus of our attention today. We combine them with an intimate understanding of what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended for us in these blessed 10 days. and to analyze what the ulama have said so that we can learn of the opportunity and the importance of putting in effort before the time goes by and that we miss out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who covet these 10 days the way we coveted the month of Ramadan and the last 10 nights of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us as if we have the earnest and the neediness of Laylatul Qadr that we pay attention to these 10 blessed days. Allahumma ameen. First and foremost, ya ibadallah, my dear brothers, my dear sisters in Islam, I want you to recognize that the concept of barakah is an important concept for us as Muslims. The word barakah means a divinely introduced blessing to a time, to a place, to an object, or to a thing only by the order and instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and as He has directed for the measure and the time that He specifies. And therefore, no one can claim barakah for themselves if it is not reported to us authentically from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because who can inform us of that which has barakah other than al-mubarakun Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen certain times in the year and certain occasions for the believers as seasons of increasing their righteousness and their devotion to Him, to come closer to Allah, to come in need of Allah, so that they may find an opportunity to elevate themselves, to bloom and flourish and spread righteousness and become connected to Him as they seek to be connected to others. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those who take advantage of these blessed 10 days. Allah says, wal-fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal-fajr, by the rise, the sunrise, by the opening of the sun from the darkness of the night, meaning by the alteration of condition. And the ulama, they speak about this ayah allegorically. It's one word, fajr. It is the dawn. It is the opening after darkness. And subhanAllah, Islam is the dawn after the jahiliyyah. Islam is the dawn after the shirk. Tawheed is the replacement of the darknesses that surrounded us with the light that is rising in the form of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the message of the Quran that he received and its implementation, its sunnah, his sunnah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This becomes an important point for us, wal-fajr. Allah wants us to know that this is a time of change. And that's the first thing I want you to take from these 10 days. This is a time of change. We're about to change the Islamic calendar year. This is the last of the 12 months of the Islamic calendar. The next month is going to be the first month of Muharram. It is the month of the first beginning of our Hijri calendar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, wal-fajr. This is a time of change. Just like the night revolves into the day, you can evolve and revolve yourself from the darkness that is found in your heart to a light that begins to spread and shines light everywhere you go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten us and grant us His light. The dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dua of light, is a powerful dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was often heard to say, Allahumma ja'alli nura, O Allah, grant me light. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, put light in my heart. Wa fi basari nura, in my sight, put light. Wa fi sam'i nura, and in my ears and hearing, light. Wa ala lisani wa fi lisani nura, and upon my tongue, in my mouth, let there be light. Wa ja'al li nura, O Allah, make for me light. Min amami wa min khalfi nura, before be light. Behind me, let there be light. وَعَنْ يَمِينِ نُورًا وَعَنْ شَمَالِ نُورًا وَمِنْ فَوْقِ نُورًا وَمِنْ تَحْتِ نُورًا, from the right of me, the left of me, in front of me, and behind me, above me, and beneath me, surround me with your light. يَا نُورَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, O Allah, you are the light of the heavens and the earth. And whenever we speak about the light that is being asked for by the Prophet ﷺ, it means your protection and the guidance of faith, to be able to see right from wrong, good from bad, halal from haram, sunnah from bid'ah, to walk upon the earth with clear sightedness, ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani, to live an enlightened life, a noble life of purpose and deliverance, of seeking the pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that becomes a firm way of our commitment, our relationship to our Creator and our Maker. Oh Allah, answer this dua of the Prophet ﷺ that we made. Oh Allah, gather your light. Allahumma azim lana nura. Oh Allah, make our light manifest, azim, great, ya arhamar rahimin. Light, therefore, is a connotation of al-fajr. So from the darkness, you can come to the light. From the sin, you can move away with repentance. From the error, you can find redemption. From the difficulty, you can rise up. After having fallen, you can stand tall again. Wal-fajr. Wal-layalin ashr. I swear to you, by the 10 nights. Now, subhanAllah, you might pause and say, Sheikh Yahya, I thought we're talking about the 10 blessed days of Hajj. Aren't we speaking about the days of Dhul Hijjah? Why is now Allah, why are you connecting this verse with the nights of, as Allah mentions, wal-fajr, wal-layalin, the nights of Ashr, these 10 nights? Well, I want you to understand first, as a reminder to myself and you, that our day as Muslims begins at Maghrib. So at Maghrib, prayer is the beginning of the next day. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, it means the beginning of the day. And because we said that this surah is about al-fajr, the rising of the sun after the darkness, our day begins dark, but it enters into light. And it's a way of Allah saying to you and I that as you begin your life in darkness, don't waste the opportunity to rise, to gather, to implement, to practice, to receive the light that I have sent you in the Quran. That this Quran is a furqan, it is a nur, it is a separation. It is one that removes ambiguity and difficulty. It's the one that leads you to that which you seek from your Maker, your Creator, your Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us its success, to grant us its blessing, to grant us his favor, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-fajr wal-layalin ashr. So the first thing, the night, the 10 nights, means that the day begins with the night. The second thing that's important is that in the language of the Arab, and Allah uses this in the Quran in different ways. So Allah, for example, in Surah Maryam and in Surah Ali Imran, he speaks, and in Surah Al-Anbiya, he speaks about Zakariya. And Allah says, I'm going to make you silent, ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّ, 3 nights that are even. Don't speak to any of your family and friends about the joy of a new child to be blessed to you. But in another verse, Allah says, ثَلَاثَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا, your only communication is to speak to them for 3 days. So in one ayah, it's night, layalin, and in another ayah, أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا, except with sign language. Why does... How do the ulama explain this? Why is this happening? It's Allah to show that it's the complete day and night. So when Allah uses the word night, Allah wants you to know that it's about the full day from the beginning, which people usually miss out on. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْفَجْرُ وَأَيَّامٍ عَشْرٍ, and 10 days, most people would assume, oh, it's okay for me to sleep in the night. It's okay for me to sleep in the night, and then I can wake up later and do what, and then I can continue my day when the sun rises. But Allah wants you to take advantage from the beginning of the evening that leads you into the day. My dear brothers and sisters, if there are any callers, you are welcome to call in. We can treat this as an Islamic Q&A as well for the days of the Hijjah, questions that relate to Hajj, and things of that nature, inshallah. I'll be happy to assist you with them, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. There should be the phone number there for you, inshallah, to make your call and to send your question through. Wal-fajr wal-layalin ashr. We have a caller already on the line, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum, caller. How can I help?
Hello, assalamu alaikum. You're trying really hard to educate people about Hajj, but I noticed when you go for Hajj, there are so many people, they have lack of knowledge about how to perform Hajj, and it's so painful. Sometimes it's really, really painful that people ignore lots of things. And if we can arrange Dhaka to give people, as much as we can information. Like sometimes they don't even, they don't even bother to, read books. But when it starts, and if we can arrange some, we get together and we do some kind of special on this for this occasion. Some arrange some leaflets which educate them.
Yes.
Because I noticed. I'm not saying people are very, very passionate, but they spend that much money to go there. But when they, ignore lots of important things, it's so painful. When I saw lots of people, ignore lots of important things, then it's really, really painful. So they didn't even know the most important things.
Jazakallah khair. It's a very noble gesture on your part to have this care, which is something, inshallah, that I will speak about as we continue with our sessions today, about building knowledge and learning a little bit more about the things that lead us to appreciate the Hajj, to practice the Hajj in the way that we should. May Allah open the door for us again. One of the things that I always do recommend, of course, is for the people who do travel to Hajj is to study and to read before they get there. And this is something that I do thank you for putting your input towards that. Jazakallah khair. We'll continue with our discussion. So we said, wal fajr, wa layalin ashr, and these 10 nights that begin the 10 days. We said that these nights and days that they come together to fulfill our aspect of relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that many of us as human beings, we miss out on is the barakah in the early hours of the day. The early hours of the day as the sun is rising and immediately after it are the most mubarak hours in any day of the year, all days of the year, but especially in these 10 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "An al-fajri kana mashhuda." Quran, when it's recited in the Fajr prayer and after Fajr or before Fajr prayer, when you recite it in your prayers or from the Mus'haf, it is witnessed by the angels and recorded for you in your scale. The Prophet ﷺ always taught us that there is barakah in that bukur, in the early hours of the night. So get into that habit of sleeping early, rising early, worshipping Allah, entering into Fajr, and continuing awake for a little bit after. In our next session, I'm going to talk about how to get the reward of Hajj while still at home. SubhanAllah, myself and you are deprived from Hajj this year, but you and I can still maintain the reward of Hajj even when we are at home. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, these 10 nights. Allah wants you to take advantage of the night. When you look out on your street and all the lights are out and all of your neighbors are asleep and you're awake in the worship of Allah, know that this is a sign of Allah's mercy upon you and your home. Even if it is just 2 rak'ah that you perform, it can be the worth of the world and all that is in it. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, 2 rak'ah before the Fajr prayer, just the sunnah before the Fajr prayer, is worth a dunya wa ma fiha, has the value, has the merit, has the contribution to your scale, has the blessing and barakah in its effect in your health, in your wealth, to then you having received the world and all that belongs within it. May Allah grant us this. Allahumma ameen. Wal fajr wa layalin ashr. So your day begins with the night. Don't overlook the night. So Allah wants to make tawqeed, to emphasize this. Wa layalin ashr. And Allah says, wa shaf'i wal watr. Just like in the night, that there is this time, there is also 2 days of great importance. Ash-shaf' والوتر. The shafa' is the odd, is the even days in the month, and the witr day is the day of Arafah, and the shafa' is the day where we make the nahr. So the 10th day is the day of sacrifice, the day of our Eid, the day of Eid al-Adha, the day of our Qurban, but the day of witr day is the day of Arafah, that we should signify by fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about fasting the day of Arafah, that it removes the sins of the year to come and the year of the past. And that is a phenomenal thing. It is known amongst the ulama that there is no day that the Prophet fasted sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the same dedication that he fasted the month of Ramadan with, other than the day of Arafah, when he was not in Hajj. So if you're not in Hajj, it becomes a sunnah mu'akkada, mustahab, mandub, a requirement that is almost at the level of obligation for you to fast the month, the day of Arafah. It is a day of expelling sins from your life. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. How quickly the night departs. How quickly the night will leave you. How quickly will these nights go by and the days go by with them. Because if you don't take advantage of the night that begins the day in these 10 blessed days, you're going to miss out on the reward of doing activity in the day. Because in the daytime, you and I, we go to work, we're engaged with our families, we're engaged with the children, we're busy, busy, busy lives, busy people. We're engaged with calls and visits and, you know, shopping and preparing food and earning a halal income. All of these things will take our time. So Allah says, don't miss out on these days. Begin in the evening before you get busy in the day. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. The nahar is for earning our keep, but the layl is for rest and keeping a wakeful heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجُمٌ. Is this not a vow that Allah has given to those who wish strength and wish to find a recourse with Allah and a strengthening with Allah and Allah to maintain His favor upon them? Meaning in these 10 blessed days, you can earn what you cannot earn in other days. These are the words of the Prophet ﷺ, that there are no days where a human being lives where you will earn greater reward than these days. The ulama even speak about the difference between Laylatul Qadr and these days, and they prefer these days. May Allah support you and I in them. We're going to take a short break, inshallah, and then come back together for another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, tabarakallah.